Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, welcome to Female Friday, and a happy Friday to everyone out there. It's a little bit rainy here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but I know there's sunshine in different parts of the country, so hopefully you're in one of those parts. You know, guys, if you're on the link this morning and you want to participate in the show, you can dial in at 646-716-8438, and you simply press 1. That brings you up into the queue. So the faster you press 1, it'll bring you up first, and we'll get to you in order. But we definitely want to hear from you today, so we want everybody to chime in. Let's make it a great Friday call. If you've not heard, we've had some incredible activity going on. I know we've had our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva, and Mr. Rick Lindsay have been traveling all over, and they've been over in Denver. So a lot of exciting things. Grab a pen, a piece of paper, take notes, as, again, we're going to have an incredible call for you today. But I would like to take it to our other global master distributor, Mrs. Lisa G. So let's give it up for Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What's going on in sunny
California?
Good
morning. Good morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you? You know, I love when you say Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, it's sunny here
All you guys out on the West Coast have got the accent, though, you know.
I know. I love your accent. But I got to tell you, you know, it's sunny here, and there's a lot of really exciting things going on. My husband, Jeff, and Mr. Rick Lindsay are out in Denver, and they've been there for the last 2 days. And I couldn't be more excited because that is just an area that's really near and dear to my heart, and there's just a lot of exciting things happening. We've got so much leadership emerging. You know, when I first got involved, though, in network marketing, 21 years ago, it all started for me in Denver, Colorado. So that's why, you know, it's kind of going, circling back to our roots. And a lot of the people that we worked with in the health clubs, you know, we got some key people getting involved. When Jeff and I when Jeff was the vice president of sales, we got transferred from Chicago to Denver, and that's where we landed when he got his big promotion. So we got some key people from the health clubs, some key leaders that are getting involved with us here at Affinity 24, and then that's where I started my network marketing career. And it all started with stay-at-home moms, women that were working that wanted to stay home, you know, and so I just love that area because it really brings me back to how excited I was when I made that decision to start my journey in network marketing 21 years ago. It was all about the personal development. It was about the empowerment. It was about the friendships that, you know, that I had created. And I remember those first 2 years. I feel like everything I learned was that foundation that's really set Jeff and I both up for success into the future. So, you know, we got a lot of exciting things happening, a lot of really, 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 really strong women. So I'm just so excited because I believe women, you know, they're multitaskers. They know how to get things done. I talked to an unbelievable lady out in New Hampshire yesterday. And boy, oh boy, she's got 4 kids. But that woman, I got to tell you, I know she's going to get it done because she just has so much energy. She's self-reliant. She's already going through all the documents on the back office. So just remember, you know, when you start this business, take on the responsibility of doing what you want, what you need to do in order to get it done, you know. All the stuff on the back office, all I did was click and open every document, read it, watch the videos. You want to be a sponge, but you also want to learn by doing. And that's the exciting part about this business because you really can't screw it up, you know. Just go out there and do what we're telling you to do, and people are just seeing some phenomenal, phenomenal results. But what I want to do is I want to really get into the meat of our call today and bring on the successful women of Affinity 24, and I want them to really share with you who they are, their backgrounds, and the success that they're having in the field, and maybe some tidbits that they want to share with the group as to what they feel is attributing to their success over here. So I know you got some people in the queue, Bill. Can we bring on our first guest?
Absolutely. I think we've got Ms. Cheryl Makoto from I think
good morning.
Denver. So good morning, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi,
well, I knew when and this is one of the gals, you guys, that got involved with me when I first started network marketing. We always kind of giggle about it because when I, you know, circled around and talked to her about this business, it was like, I remember you like, oh, no, what are we doing? So tell your story, Cheryl. You're just an amazing lady, and I'm so glad you joined us on this journey.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to share my story and that you think it's significant enough to share with the group. And, you know, first and foremost, I just want to let everybody on the call know the leadership and the solitude of Jeff and Lisa Giamalva. Lisa and I were back in the health club days together. I actually was a sales rep for her husband, Jeff, and developed a friendship with Lisa, and we kind of became friends through the process, and it all evolved, and we all just really were so intrigued with what Lisa was doing, having two kids, one on her hip and on the treadmill on the other, and making calls and selling weight loss supplements at the same time. So Lisa really blazed the trail for us, seeing that, you know, we can do and empower a journey that doesn't necessarily have to do with following that corporate mold of 8 to 5 and being handcuffed to a desk, which is so hard to leave our babies. And every time I drop my kids off at school, I say, this is not forever. This will soon come to an end. And they're giving us a vehicle. And I have done multiple network marketing. I was in the coffee business with OrganoGold. I've done Melaleuca. And, you know, Jeff was here last night. And, you know, one thing he said to me that really spoke volumes was the fact that he believes all of those things were building blocks and foundations to get us where we are today. And I really, truly, without any hesitation, say this is the vehicle that will set me free. And I'm doing the work, and I'm following the plan, and I'm keeping it simple. My girlfriend in New Hampshire, that Dana, hopefully is on the line. Hi, Dana, if you are, that Lisa spoke with yesterday. It's one of those go-getters. And I, you know, keep it simple, ladies. This process, 3 weeks ago, I knew nothing about merchant servicing. But the background and the foundation is there. We just have to go out and nurture those relationships. I have 3 children. I'm a public relations manager, and I am a multitasker. When Lisa texted me this morning, I said, chaos is my middle name, but our husbands aren't capable of grasping what we do. I'm texting my daughter's PE teacher that she might have a concussion so she can't tumble today. I'm getting my hair done, and I'm going out and doing some calls in between it all. But if we just keep that focus, that it doesn't have to be overwhelming if we just keep it simple and find a few action items every day. I'm going to reach out to this warm market person that I have developed a relationship with. Right now I'm at the hair salon. I won't be leaving here, hopefully, without a statement. So I'm multitasking. So really just keep this process simple, because this is the brass ring. I mean, the fact that people are swiping credit cards every day and we have an opportunity to capitalize on the residual income. Network marketing is built on the foundation of doing the work once and getting paid for life. People are not going to stop using their credit cards, and that's why I haven't slept in 3 weeks, because Lisa's created a monster in me. but as women, I think we're able to really, you know, grasp onto that and see that, you know, I'm too busy to do this, but this is too good of an opportunity not. So just don't become overwhelmed with the process. And those 4 to 6 hours a week, they go so quickly. And, you know, anything we set our minds out to, I think we have that blazing energy to change diapers and do carpool and soccer and then have full-time jobs and somehow get dinner on the table with 4 more hours, right?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Cheryl, tell the group about how many people you have in your – how many people are in your group in this short 3-week period?
I reached out, you know, after thinking about this, I just said, you know what? Nothing's going to stop. So every time I am driving, I'm on the call to somebody new. I texted somebody at 5:30 this morning, and she's like, are you always up this early? And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. But find out if they're happy where they're at. So I reached out to women that I want to identify and work with, and I sensed that leadership and that similarity. You obviously – you know, Jeff said something in one of our trainings, would you want to work with you? And you have to appeal to that type of person that gets it. They have to, it's like that iconic moment that they get it. So I'm reached out to three or four different people. I have three agents on my team, four by the end of the day, and I'm working on my own merchant accounts. I've got four statements in, so I'm hoping to start converting people over. But the leadership and the foundation is there, guys. We have to just be able to tap into Lisa and Jeff and Rick and just run with this, because the timing is everything on this.
Cheryl, I'm looking at your organizational tree, and it looks like you total right now, today, 9 agents. You're 3 levels deep already. So what you're doing is working. You know what? And I really believe this. If you want to attract leaders, lead by example, and you're a perfect example of that, Cheryl. You know, you just get out there and do it. You're fearless. You've got a great attitude. I mean, everything is about let's make it happen. You know, you don't bring problems to the table. You bring solutions. So I remember when I was calling you up, I think we were texting back and forth initially, that you were somebody that I wanted on our team. And I'm so blessed and so thankful that you were open to this opportunity, because I believe this is going to be a game changer for you. And I agree with you. Everything we've done has given us the building blocks for this time. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And you know, having that ability to, you know, to persevere as women, and having that just that inner strength, knowing that, you know what, you're not going to get every account. You know, this is competitive. People are going to switch because of you, who you are, what you represent, and having that integrity. And that's something that Rick and Jeff and Lisa bring to the table. This company is going to do what they say they're going to do. And going out, I wouldn't share this with my mother if I really didn't feel like she was being taken advantage of. And I said, Mom, let's dive into your statements. Let's understand the process. Let me help you. And that's what we're really doing as women. We're so used to helping others that we have that built-in trust level with people. So, you know, just be real. Just be yourself and be honest. You may not know all the answers, but you know what? Find Jeff and Lisa. They do, or Rick. So we'll get them the information. Don't be afraid to step out of your car and go find a new merchant statement just because you don't know how to read it, because that's how I was. You know, you almost let, you know, paralysis by analysis. Quit analyzing and just get the statement. They'll do the work for us. I'm learning as I go.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I know you're ready to get your hair done. It's right now, your appointment's about to start.
It is.
Hey, Cheryl, thank you so much for being on the call. I know Jeff is on his way back to Denver or California right now, and I see all the new business that you guys did while he was there. So I always say when Jeff's somewhere, I go, you better be busy. You better get a lot of deals.
Yeah,
so
well,
he did a good job.
Said he's... We told him he can't come back to Denver without Lisa.
I'm coming next time for sure. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. And I know
thanks
we have a lot more women you want to... Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to mute the line, so I'll keep listening. Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye, honey. All right, Bill, I know we have probably some more fabulous women in the queue. Let's get this party started.
Okay, we've got Evelyn in the queue this morning. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Hi,
and good morning,
Evelyn.
Good morning,
I
Lisa.
I got a big smile on my face when I got the text this morning that we were going to have you on the call. So tell us what's going on. I know you've been busy up in Seattle.
I have been busy up in Seattle. I have a success partner up there, Enoch Robertson, and just a little bit since we were talking about that. But first, let me back up just a little bit. I just want to really, really thank God, first of all, for his incredible blessings and his guidance and directing me over here to Affinity 24. And our leadership team is absolutely superb. Nick Logan, CEO, proven executive leader, unbelievable. Garrett Logan, I mean, what a great, great chief operations officer we have. He's a extraordinary strategic leader. And then, of course, our executive VPs, Rick Lindsay, Mike Medina, they're amazing. Craig Diamond, I just thank him for his deep level of knowledge in Cordonate. And, of course, Jeff and Lisa, you, Lisa, just, you know, it couldn't be a better choice of global master distributors. You guys are awesome. And, of course, Simone and Rick, who brought me into the business. I call them the master network marketers and supreme encouragers. They're amazing team, and just love them to pieces. So I just want to thank, too, the entire support team. I've been leveraging them quite a bit this week. They've come through for me. They're amazing, quick turnaround, and I really appreciate it. Originally, I'm from Seattle, and so that's why it made sense to start a team up there. It started off with Enoch Robertson, who came down a couple weeks ago to an opportunity presentation, just really caught the fever and is just running away with it. This past Monday, we had an opportunity seminar in Seattle. There were 20 attendees, and of the 4 serious prospects to join. And, in fact, one has already committed to joining, and his wife will be joining as well. So we have two that are definitive, and then the other three said that they will join in just maybe a week or so. So looking forward to that. On Tuesday, we had the second opportunity seminar in Seattle. There were 12 attendees at that particular one with three commitments to join and to sign up. So we are doing a lot of the follow-up this week, and it's just great working, working of course, with Enoch. So just, it's been
who
terrific.
Is Enoch, by the way? Does he happen to be your father?
Well, yes, he is.
So I love it.
Yeah, he came down to visit, and then I just said, hey, Dad, do you want to sleep in, or do you want to come with me to a business meeting? And he says, oh, I'll come to the business meeting. So he comes, he sits in the front row. I mean, he is transfixed. He just could not believe his ears. And he, he signed up immediately the next day. And he's been really building his team up there. And he can't stop talking about it. Isn't that amazing? He talks to everybody. He works and lives in a large retirement community of 600 people. And he is talking to everybody he meets up with. So
I love it.
He's really driving
it. That's amazing. Well, it's fun to work with family, isn't it? Especially when you see them catch the fever. You've just changed somebody's life. Do you realize
exactly
what we do by sharing this opportunity with people? And I don't think you had any expectation your dad, who's retired, was going to catch the fever. And now he can't think about anything else.
Exactly right. And the interesting thing is, even though it's a retirement home, I think it's 50 years old to live there. There are a lot of people that are still working. They're still working, and they can live there. So they're looking to make extra money. They're looking to do something else. And so we've got a fertile field there.
Well, that's so exciting. And you've got a growing team. I know you've got some great leadership developing underneath you. Tell us about that.
I just I'm just really thankful right now. I have five directs to me, and of that, my dear friend, Alin, is really growing her business. I mean, she is on fire as well. It's in her blood. She brought in Julie, and Julie has just expanded already and brought in three success partners under her. And so that team has really caught the fire and is moving in a very rapid manner. So it's just really gratifying.
I'm counting right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 direct, and your total team, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 total in your team. And I know you hit consultant last month. You're really set up to go Sapphire, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and that's my goal. And now that I'm back here in my own stomping grounds, which will be 92 degrees today in Southern California, I'll just get a fan and go out there and just talk to people. But it's such an incredible business. It really is. And we are helping people. We are helping merchants. They get it. And, all we have to do is just continue to share the good news and let people know about it.
Well, thank you so much, Evelyn, for sharing your story and your success with the team. We're so proud of you. You really took that next level of leadership by going up out there and going up to Seattle and, doing the meetings and doing the presentation. And, isn't it interesting when you do it, you realize it's really not that hard, is it?
It's not. It really isn't. And we have so many help tools for us, like in the back office. First of all, just listen to the presentation over and over again, the pre-recorded presentation. All the information is there. The slides are there. it's set up for our success. So all we have to do is just step out and don't worry about any fear. Just step out and talk. We know more than they do at this point.
Yeah, I love when Mr. Rick Lindsay says, "We know more than you. Pay me."
Yes.
Right? You're the expert. You've established yourself as the expert, the leader. You're coming up there to share the good word about what we're doing, and very, very excited about your results. So thank you so much, Evelyn, for being on the call. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'll stay on the line.
Oh, yeah. Keep on. Who else do we have out there, Mr. Bill Resides?
We have got Mrs. Rhonda Prince from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What's going on out there?
Well, I tell you, we are really, really excited in Houston and Texas, period. One, you know, just to acknowledge and recognize the leadership. One, let me say thank you very much to you and what you're doing with the ladies and all of the ladies that I've been hearing on these calls. I think is very, very awesome. I think there is nothing like ladies, right? And we just kind of tend to do things a little different sometimes from the way that men do things. And I think that is very great when we come together and just kind of connect and share our energy and vibrations with each other and tips with each other. So I really appreciate all of the ladies who are participating in this. To the leadership, higher leadership, to the Logan brothers for putting this together, coming up with mm-hmm. this great idea to start with. That's awesome. And then to have the knowledge or the skill base to know that you can't, when you start a lot of businesses, and especially in areas that maybe it's not exactly your expertise, like network marketing and stuff, and to seek out people like they did, like yourself, Lisa, and your husband, Jeff, and Bill and Eric and different people who've been in the industry of network marketing to help put this together. I think that this is a family that is going to go very high, do a lot of things together, have a lot of success. I'm very excited about being a part of it. I am in Texas. I myself, some people don't know who I am. I have been doing business for many years now, not so much in the field of network marketing, but we have a family-owned record label that we've had for approximately 30 years now and managed some professional boxers and dabble in real estate a little bit and have an family island out in Belize and just a multitude of things. But I tell you, this particular opportunity, I'm really excited about. I really like the fact that this is business to business when it comes to network marketing. This is something that I've never seen before with the merchant services being a part of network marketing. And I think that we have a product, of course, that people need. You can't hardly be in business and not take credit cards. So we do have a product that people need. I think that this is a very profitable area of business. Of course, that we know that it is an over $4 trillion industry. We have a problem in the area because of the mandate. And just because I think that there's another reason we have a problem in the area, and I think that that is because people don't know about merchant services, not familiar with it. Only thing they know is that they have to take credit cards. And from my own experience, when I had a limousine company, I had a limousine company for approximately 8 years, and I took credit cards, and I knew that they were knocking my head off with fees, and yet I didn't know why or how. And I also felt like my hands were tied because I didn't know how to fix that problem. I just knew that I needed to book another run with a limousine. That's all that I knew. But one thing that really excites me about this is to be able to help educate the business owners about this area and know so that they kind of understand better. And I think that's very important to understand better what it is that you're being charged and why, and then be able to make an intelligent decision based on that. So I think that the education that we're sharing with people, I mean, that just makes me feel good. When I know that I have something good to share with someone else, then I feel good about that. I know and I think that most of us understand that you know, the rules to the game don't really change when it comes to business and success. And the more that you give, the more that you receive. And so we have something to give to people, and that just makes you feel good. But I also respect people's choices. So once I've given it to you, then the decision is yours, and I respect that also. So I'm saying that just to say I think that we can't get caught up in no, when people say no or when people don't necessarily seem to get it on the first time that you talk to them, because it's not personal. It's not saying no to you. It's just saying that I don't quite get it or quite understand right now. I need more information. So I'm patient. You know, I'm patient. But I'm excited about this. We're planting seeds in Texas. Jeff and Rick came out here last weekend.
Tell us about that, Rhonda. What did it help you to realize? What changes have you made? Tell us what you're doing out there. What kind of system have you put into place? I know you guys started doing weekly meetings, I hear.
Right, exactly. That's what exactly what I was just about to say. When they came out here, Texas is so large, and as California is too. Houston is large by itself, and we're so spread out. So what they did was help us build a team together, where that we work together more so. And that's, you know, very, very important, and I appreciate them for doing that. So we did start our meetings, weekly meetings, this week, and it was really awesome because what we actually did for the first one is we split up the responsibilities and we split up even the presentation. It's like one person, actually I started the first half of the presentation and someone else the second half of the presentation. And so each part of it, somebody else different. So people were able to hear from different people who come from different walks with different aspects, you know, and yet the same message, just getting it from a different person. And sometimes people receive things differently from different people. So we're excited about doing that on a regular basis. We know that that's going to help grow everybody's teams here in Texas. And so we're planting the seeds. And we believe that the harvest day is definitely coming.
Well, we're so excited about Houston and about Texas because I know the leadership, Jeff came back. He was so excited about working with you all. And, you know, the secret is having a system, having that camaraderie. You know, as you build the team, you know, coming together, supporting each other. We always say, you know, if you have a great week, you need the meeting. And if you were out there and you got beat up a little bit, you know, you need the meeting, you know, or what do we say, if you had a great week, the meeting needs you. So I'm excited that you guys are doing these weekly meetings, and now they are on our calendar. So anybody out in, you know, that knows people out in Texas, in Houston, please sign into those meetings because, you know, we want to really create that sense of community. So congratulations, Rhonda, and thank you so much for being on Blog Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. And who else do we have in the queue, Mr. Bill Resides?
Hey, we've got Mrs. Jude Davis in the queue this morning. Good morning, Jude.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Jude.
Hi. What an absolutely gorgeous, wonderful day in my life and everyone else's life to be on this call and part of this opportunity. I thank all of the people from the Logan Brothers on down for putting this together. I grew up, and when I was 19 years old, years ago, got into computer programming and have been in corporate ever since. And I love a good system. It's the best. I have an appointment I need to be at, so I'm going to be real short, sweet, and to the point. I absolutely love this company and this opportunity. And just an example, which actually amazing brought tears to my eyes last night. I've got an out-of-town friend visiting. And so I had to go off to working women's organization, a networking thing. And, you know, you meet people and they say, what do you do? And it blew my mind. People were going, oh, my God, I've got to get you in touch. When people ask me what I do, I tell them I help put money in nonprofits' pockets so they can make this a better world for people and do more good things. Anyway, so that's my comfort zone, and that's one beauty about this business. We can go for whatever part brings our chimes. So anyway, so I tell them that, and they go, oh, my God, you've got to meet so-and-so. Here's my card. Send me information, blah, blah, blah. And then I met this other woman, she said, oh, well, you know, I always ask who they are and how I can help them first. And then she goes, well, tell me about you and what do you do? And I told her, and she goes, oh, my gosh, I'm on multiple board of directors for nonprofits. So, ladies, you don't know who you're going to meet. So, anyway, then I go back to my friends was telling them about it. And it was like, God, for the very first time in my entire life, in my business life, have people been scrambling to get me in touch with people for referrals. Anyway, blew my mind. I'm probably a couple minutes late for my appointment right now, so I'm going to say thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Jude. And you know what? I'm looking at your organization. You got something growing out here. You got some legs starting to sprout out in the L.A. area, so I'm excited for you, and we always appreciate you being on the call, and good luck at your appointment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, girls. Be happy.
All right, Jude. Okay, God bless. All right, Mr. Bill Rezai, let's do some more women on this call.
Okay, next we've got Mrs. Mo Woods on the call. Good morning, Mo.
Fabulous. Well, hello, ladies.
Hello, Mo. You know what? I got to tell everybody that this is one of the women that I wanted on Affinity 24's team. Talk about a multitasker. She is amazing. Three small children. This woman, her email is onerichmom@gmail.com. So she is a moneymaker machine. Entrepreneurial. You can hear the babies in the background, so I love it. But Mo, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'd love to. All right, everybody say hi really fast. Say hi, female ladies.
Hi, female ladies.
All right,
I love it.
So it's funny, Lisa. I just, the women that have already spoken thus far, I almost want to like thread all of their amazing thoughts together. And to say yes, you know, most of us start out wanting to be moms and career minded. That's how I'm wired. I'm hardwired that way, and I do it all for them. I'll give a little background so everyone on the call knows who I am and what I'm really about. I am actually a Philadelphia girl that transferred to San Diego 26 years ago. Love the sunshine, don't like the snow. And when I had my three little ones, you know, your focus changes on, I want to be the best mom that I can be, but I also want to be, you know, a high contributor, not only to my family, but to my community as well. And I'm a huge proponent of passive income. My business that I own is I sell investment real estate in the Southeast. So I help build people, I help build wealth through passive income properties for my clients. Now, I am a huge advocate and proponent for passive income. And when I saw this opportunity, I've probably heard me coin this phrase before, but this is going to be passive income on steroids.
I love it.
and so I love to share with the group kind of what I think is really important to be successful in business. And a lot of the ladies already said what I was going to say on the call here, and I'm just going to thread it beautifully together, and that is, if you come from a place of service, a place of giving first, not even thinking about what it is you want, but actually just helping people get what they want first, it comes back to you tenfold. There's a story that I can share very briefly. There was a client of mine, actually a friend of mine, who was just looking for money. He never told me that he never asked me specifically to go find him money, but I wound up meeting a guy that had some money to lend. I put party A with party B. And the next thing I know, you know, they're doing business together, which I had received. I hadn't asked for any compensation on that. 6 months later, I kid you not, that same friend calls him and he goes, hey, Maureen, I've got a client for you. He refers to this client. This client winds up buying 7 properties, which is way more than I would have ever made had I had one little, you know, slice of the pie that I helped him set up. So, you know, give first is kind of my message here, and give without thinking of anything in return. So the one gal, I think it may have been Rhonda, she said, you know, if you can go out and help people first, they are more than, it's kind of the law of reciprocation. You do something nice for somebody, they want to do something nice for you. And I love the first caller when she said she's getting her hair done. I did the same thing. The credit card processing is everywhere. It is everywhere you go, every store you visit. Hold on, I'm going to say bye to my kids. Bye, kids.
Bye, Mom.
I love you. Have a good day.
And I don't want to help.
Okay. Take it anyway, just in case.
Okay.
Isn't this, now this is
me at its finest, right?
A real mom in action. We're all seeing it firsthand, ladies. She's multitasking, saying goodbye to her lovey kids. Oh, I love it.
Oh,
so go on.
Yeah. So I would say, here you go. Right here. Whoop. Bye, girl. I love you. Gosh, where was I, Lisa? Help me.
Well, you're amazing. You know, Moso, what you said is who you are. You lead with your heart. You're a giver. You're a great student, which makes you a great leader. You come into situations with eyes open. You absorb everything. I don't think you miss a thing. Your team is growing. You've got some really, really powerful people on your team. I see here you've got 5 frontline distributors, and in your entire team, you've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 total team members. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to be consultant by the end of the month because you're popping those statements, right? And
yes,
you're going to set yourself up to go sapphire because the people getting in, you're duplicating the right things. So, and I remember you told me something yesterday. I loved it. You said you're in this Book of the Month club where you're always learning and everything is kind of focused on business. Tell us a little bit about that because empowerment is so important. Don't you agree?
Wholeheartedly. It's funny. Our education continues. I think our education actually begins after school. And really it's about your personal development. And there was a gal who I'm looking to recruit on our team, Pam and Bruce, married couple in Colorado. And she said it best. She said, you know what, network marketing really is a exercise in self-leadership and self-development. And I finally understood what she meant by that because you have to do so many things. You have to change so many things and grow in so many ways. And challenge yourself in many ways that really the only person that's challenging you is you. And you're either going to step up to the challenge and do something different and be something different because you want something different. And that's why I think when you go to these meetings that 12 people show up, 20 people show up, 30 people show up, it's because people are looking for something better than what they have. And if you're just asking people, are you happy in your current situation, like the one gal on the call had asked, there's a lot of people out there that are looking for something more. And you can bring something more because you are something more. When you put your nose in a book, which we do once a month, it's part of my company's protocol. We read one business book a month. And it's all about personal growth and development because as you're cultivating a culture, you're cultivating a mindset, and it's all about just achieving, giving back, and being the better you than you were yesterday. So I think for anyone that's successful in this type of business or any business, you just have to want more for yourself and you have to do. And that's the key word is do. Because I can tell you this, I'm a huge advocate of reading, but for a long, long time, I didn't really do anything with the information. I have it, but I just didn't do anything with it. And now is the time, because the timing is all right, not only help myself, but then to help other people around me do and accomplish what it is that they want. Because the W-2 world doesn't quite offer what owning your own business does.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and you're definitely a doer, you know, and you hit something right on the head. Reading it's great to read and absorb, but take what you read every day or your listening library and in some way apply it to your life. That's when you grow. And when you get in the uncomfortable, you know, for a lot of people, getting into a business by themselves is scary because it's not a W-2 employee. No one's going to fire you if you don't do what you're supposed to do. You've got to be self-motivated, right? Excuse me. So every day, find that time. And as you can see, Mo's a busy, successful mom and businesswoman. But look at this woman. She finds time to read every day and to really feed that knowledge up here, you know, up in your head so that you can go out there. It's like your garden. You got to water it. Got to make sure you're doing the right things to keep your head on straight. So we appreciate you, Mo, and I know that San Diego, the leadership down there is emerging. You've got a lot of stuff going on all over the place and some pretty high-profile people getting involved. So I appreciate
you,
Mo.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for being on the call, darling.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Now, if you guys are all listening, we're talking about some high-profile, cream-of-the-crop women. They know what they're doing. And did they know merchant services before this business? No. But they got in, they applied the same principles that they did in everything that they were successful in. I really believe that's the secret sauce. I think it was Rhonda. I learned something about Rhonda Prince. She's got a pretty amazing background. I mean, all she's doing is she's taking those same skills, okay, the same skills that got her to where her family is today, owning an island in Belize, is the same principles that are going to make you successful over here. Am I not right? So let's bring out another fabulous female for Friday Female Blog Talk, if we can, Bill.
Absolutely. We've got Miss Simone in the queue this morning. Hey, good morning, Simone.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Simone. Well, I couldn't think of a better person to kind of top off our call. Tell us what's going on with you, girl. I know you're pushing hard to hit Sapphire this month. I believe that you and Rick might surpass that and even, you know, hit Ruby. So tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, it's towards the end of the call for change. Because I've just been sitting here glowing and being infused by all those women that came before, all the stories they had to say, and the gratitude they have to the company is heartfelt, and I concur. And so you talked a bit about an accent. Yes, I have an accent. I don't hear it. I only hear your accent. I'm originally from Zimbabwe, which is in Africa. I live in Australia, South Africa, Hong Kong, in here in the year 2000. And for those of you that know, when you come to this country, the land of opportunity, you need a green card to work. I didn't have a green card. I married a gentleman here. And so I became involved in real estate and mortgages and became a forensic officer. But the thing was, for me, was that I never found anything that really made me sing. This opportunity has made me sing because I believe I'm a conscious, inspired, philanthropic entrepreneur. I'm a conscious capitalist, and this is the opportunity for me to fulfill that vision and live my mission, to be able to give back. And I saw a great quote. I don't know if any of you ladies have seen it. It's on Facebook. I posted it on my site. And it says, if you aren't making a difference in other people's lives, you shouldn't be in business. It's that simple. And that was from Richard Branson. Seeing me what's happening. What's happening, I'm so grateful. I've got some success partners, one of which was on the phone this morning, Ellen Robinson. And
hey, Simone, do you have us on speaker?
Better?
Because we can barely hear you. Yeah, let's get you off speaker because you're coming in. I don't want anyone to miss a thing. Much better.
Okay.
Let's hear you now.
Well, great. So, yes, I'm an inspired capitalist.
inspired by the likes of Richard Branson. You know, life is interesting. For most of us, we've always had this vision of being able to, wanting to give back, but have never had an opportunity to give back from the heart and make a difference and to be able to monetize that opportunity so that we can give more, we can be more, we can do more. This is an opportunity that enables us to do that. And so my thing for today was, you know, we have the most amazing system. We have a system of doing webinars, inviting people to opportunity meetings, to trainings, and then, of course, we have the awesome opportunity of having those dinner parties after meetings, which is the meeting after the meeting when you get to know people. And then the other thing that really excites me about my team, and I know it's happening out there for a lot of women, we have a lot of men as well in our team. And we have an awesome man who's out there in Washington who joined us at the very beginning, came out to see the company to make sure that it was for real because he thought this opportunity was so amazing that maybe it would want to be one of those that was too good to be true. He came out, he met the leadership, he kept the bricks of the office, went home, waited for his merchant account, and did nothing, I thought, until Monday morning. Monday morning he called me. He had 6 statements into the office. He signed up his first agent. And as we stand today, he has got his first merchant account. He's got 6 in the works. He's got his first agent signed up who also has his first statement in with the company. And so
wow.
To me, that's phenomenal. You know, we've had, you know, for some of us, we've been here from the very beginning with you, Lisa, and very excited about that, and have seen how this company has grown. That issue of integrity is so powerful. They really do what they say they would do. They got us the training center. They would put in systems. They promised we would have quick turnaround. We're now having turnaround in less than 2 days. We met with
that's
Mr.
amazing.
Medina yesterday, and he showed us some more product that's going to come on, that's going to excite all of us when it's final. So, you know, I can't be more excited to have the opportunity, A, to be on the call, to share this opportunity with other women and other men, because, you know, for us to have a successful business, we need to have both successful women and successful men that are committed to making a difference. And so I live my passion every day because I have the ability to make a difference. And thank you, Lisa, and thank you, Mr. Resides, and thank you, ladies, for being on the call. Let's go out there and be inspirational.
I love it. Simone, how many people do you think you have total in your group?
I think I have 50 or 51 today, people in my team.
Wow. I love
but
it. You're looking at it right now. You've got that gentleman. His name is it's Jared,
Jared,
right?
He's
the guy that put 6 statements in the system yesterday.
Yes.
Wow. Now that's what I'm talking about.
You know, the great thing about this that I think – I always tell people when you're in this business, you have been handpicked by someone who cared about you enough to share this opportunity. So I believe I have a very special handpicked team of conscious entrepreneurs who are living their passion.
I love it. So well said. And you met with somebody yesterday. Tell us about that.
I met with a gentleman. This had gone back, this association, 2 weeks when we had the opportunity to go to a very upbeat, upmarket, different venue that had an expo. It was called the Ascent Expo. It was for conscious, inspired entrepreneurs, people who make a difference, people who have amazing reach and connections to come together and make a difference for the philanthropic community. Show them how they can channel their wealth by helping nonprofits. And there was a gentleman there in a wheelchair. His name is Jerry O'Brien. He has an organization called the Networker on Wheels. And he is so well connected in the disability community that he's, you know, he was just a blessing to meet. And so we showed him the opportunity. He met with Mr. Logan, Nick Logan, and was blown off. You know, his socks were blown off with the excitement of what we can do for nonprofits as well as for profit. And, you know, it's an opportunity for people that we tend to think might not be interested in business, that being the disabled. But, you know, a lot of the disabled people have the ability to make a difference. but don't necessarily have a vehicle. And this is a vehicle for everybody, for able-bodied people and disabled people to make a difference. So we're looking forward to welcoming him to our team.
That's so exciting. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You guys are really out there doing it. You and Rick are such a phenomenal team. You're at everything you possibly can be at. You're such givers. And you know what? Your team loves you because you do what you say you're going to do. You guys work harder than anybody I know. So I just want you guys to know how much we appreciate you and Rick. And your success is really it's a result of your hard work. All I can tell you is big things to come for the two of you. And that's a great story. So thank you, Simone, for being on the call. I will be seeing you soon. And I think we have a little bit more time left. Is anybody else in the queue, Bill?
Nobody at the moment. If anybody else wants to chime in, just please press 1 on your phone, and we'll take the call. We've got about 9 minutes left.
All right. Anybody else want to add some final thoughts for the day? I know we're coming into mid-March. What do they say with March? In like a lion, out like a lamb. I think it's going to be the other way around for Affinity. We're coming in like lambs, maybe, and we're going to come out like a lion. This is going to be a record-breaking month for a lot of us. We're going to be breaking some more consultants. We're going to be breaking more sapphires. You know, and it's just remembering to keep it balanced, you guys. You know, if you bring people into the business, their first goal should be to get to consultant. Get to consultant as fast as possible. And you could do that very quickly if you just think about making your list of all the people that you know that are open to making money and plugging them into either a webinar, a meeting, a three-way call, leveraging as you learn your upline. I mean, these are phone calls. Get your two agents done right away. And then make your list of everybody you know that owns a business. If you think about all the people that you know that own a business, just write their names down. Write them down and use, there's a warm market script for people you know that own businesses. Just practice the script. Call them up. You know, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. If you come down there with the attitude, I want to help you with this EMV problem. Are you EMV compliant? You know, just come at them with concern. You know, there's a big mandate coming down the road. Have you heard about it? And you know, you'd be surprised how many people have heard about it, but they're putting their head in the sand. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to change. People don't want to change. You just got to say, listen, I've got a solution. We've got solutions. We've got point-of-sale devices that can help you become EMV compliant. And you know what? While we're at it, let me get a couple statements from you, and let's see what we can do with your rates. I'm not promising you anything, but this is a great time to do a checkup on your merchant service business. You know, it's a great time to kind of revisit what you're doing and what kind of rates you're paying. And if everybody just has that attitude of going out there, talking to the people that you know that own businesses, to get three merchant accounts done shouldn't be a problem. Get it done. Get to consultant, because when you get to consultant, now you can teach other people how to get to consultant. And if you've got two people under you and they get to consultant, that means that they have to have at least two legs. And that's how you start multiplying yourself. If everybody just duplicated consultant, I know we had one of our distributors, Chris Chalmers, is going to run a slide. We're going to do a training on it. Duplicating consultants, how much money you'd be making in 6 months. Just duplicating consultants is how you get to diamond. That's it, okay? You could be a superstar and bring on two accounts a week, right, two accounts a month, but what if everybody in your group just got their three merchants and just duplicated that? I mean, that's the foundation of what we're building here, you guys. So if we've got anybody else in the queue, I'd love you to chime in and maybe give us some final thoughts about what you're going to do this weekend to build your business. Anybody out there?
All right. Well, we've got a busy, busy weekend. So I'm going to sign us off right now because there's calls that need to be made. There's people that need to be seen. I'm going to do an installation at 10 o'clock at a pet grooming facility. Then I'm going to be heading over to Dr. Crispin's office, helping him program his terminal. I've got some people I need to follow up with. So get your plan in front of you. Get busy. If you work full-time, do something today on the side that's going to contribute to the growth of your business. Every day, be consistent and do what you need to do to either add more agents to your base, right, or get more merchants into the hopper. So I want to say thank you all for being on Blog Talk, Female Blog Talk Friday, and I look forward to seeing those of you who are in sunny California. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. We're going to have a big event at the training center. Jeff and Rick are back in town today. So let's have a big, big Saturday. Call everybody you know in your team. Make sure they're there. Make sure they bring guests. And have a fabulous Friday. Thanks a lot for being on Blog Talk.
Thanks, Lisa. Great show today, guys.
Thanks, Bill.